Good day. I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, September 20. Coming up, Prime Minister in New York for the 71st session of the UN General Assembly, runway at Ian Fleming International Airport to be expanded, and Health Minister calls on service clubs to continue support for health sector. The details after the break.
Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming once again to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, September 24, between 10 and 4 p.m. at the Black River High School. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, September 24, 10 to 4 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is in New York for the 71st session of the United States General Assembly being held at the United Nations headquarters. His first engagement will be President of the United States Barack Obama's final speech to the United Nations General Assembly on September 20, after which Jamaica will engage in discussions on sustainable development and small island state collaboration with donor countries. Mr. Holness will also be delivering a keynote address at Columbia University on September 21 and engaging with the Jamaican diaspora at his first town hall meeting at the Jamaica Performing Arts Center in Queens, New York. The Prime Minister will deliver his response to the Assembly theme on September 23 and hold bilateral meetings with other leaders to discuss new opportunities for further development of Jamaica. Mr. Holness is expected to return to the island on September 24. While the Prime Minister is overseas, Dr. Horace Chang will be in charge of the government. The runway at the Ian Fleming International Airport in Boscobel, St. Mary is to be expanded to accommodate larger aircraft. The expansion is expected to make it easier for visitors wishing to go to the neighboring parishes of St. Anne and Portland. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the expansion will also open up opportunities for villas and small hotel operators in Ocherias, St. Mary and Port Antonio.
Air connectivity, as you know, is the essence of the building of visitor arrivals. And the Ian Fleming expansion opens up new opportunities now for a different type of aircraft coming.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the Island Roots Caribbean Adventure Certified Partner Conference recently. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has called on service clubs to continue to support the efforts of the ministry to make technological strides in healthcare. Minister Tufton's comments came in light of a plan by the Rotary Club of St. Andrew North to provide multimedia equipment to an area of the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI.
I'm saying all of this to validate what you're doing, but also to say you may want to even think bigger and define a role for yourself in that whole apparatus that we're building on, even at the level of Rotary International.
Minister Tufton was addressing a recent meeting with members of the Rotary Club of St. Andrew North at the Ministry of Health. President Glenroy Williams says the club will be equipping the lecture theater at the Accident and Emergency Department of the UHWI with state-of-the-art multimedia equipment to aid in the training of emergency personnel at the hospital. And Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says Jamaica has stepped up efforts to lobby international banks to change their stance on de-risking in the Caribbean region. De-risking refers to financial institutions terminating relationships with institutions deemed high risk. In recent years, banks in larger jurisdictions have used de-risking as a basis for terminating relations with banks in the Cayman Islands and the Bahamas, among other Caribbean territories. This has negatively impacted the economies of these countries. Minister Johnson-Smith says Jamaica has been seeking to raise the issue at various bilateral and multilateral fora.
Jamaica has sought to use its envoys at its diplomatic missions to raise the matter in these and other contexts. And we will continue to do so until we have found a solution that allows international banks to address their legitimate concerns. We are exploring the feasibility of strengthening our anti-money laundering and counter-terrorist financing due diligence and monitoring infrastructure, in addition to the steps that we have taken at the national level.
Senator Johnson-Smith was addressing a panel discussion on de-risking and correspondent banking at the Caribbean Black Caucus Legislative Forum Conference in Washington, United States, recently. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.